from KQED.
You're listening to Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned abruptly yesterday evening. She has long been the focus of intense criticism for her defense of harsh immigration policies, including separating migrant families at the border. And news reports today cite sources saying Nielsen's reluctance to reinstate family separation at President Trump's urging has led to her departure. Here's Nielsen speaking to reporters today, thanking President Trump for the opportunity to serve.
I share the president's goal of securing the border. I will continue to support all efforts to address the humanitarian and security crisis on the border.
And joining us to discuss Nielsen's departure and her replacement is Anita Kumar, White House correspondent and associate editor at Politico. And welcome, Anita Kumar.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. And this is, at this point, something that I suppose we should at least try to understand in terms of what's behind it. It does seem to indicate, or at least be a harbinger to a tougher direction pledge that we got from Trump and his dissatisfaction with not being tough enough in terms of the influx of migrants?
Yeah, I mean, we're hearing that, you know, it's been a couple years now. He's in year three that he has been talking about getting tough on immigration, tough on the border, and he's been very frustrated with his staff for not sort of helping him do that. And so there, Secretary Nielsen and President Trump's issues have gone way back, right? It didn't just happen yesterday. There was no expectation, I think, that she was going to be fired or asked to resign yesterday. Just she came to the White House to talk to the president about something she disagreed with him on, which was his withdrawal of the ICE, his nomination of the person to head up the ICE agency. And the result was that he said she could leave. So, I mean, there have been a lot of issues going on, including the family separation issue that they disagreed on.
That seems to be the big one in many people's minds. So does this mean that President Trump and those behind him in terms of family separation are going to want to reinstate it?
Well, we've been hearing that that the White House had wanted to reinstate it. It's just one of the things that they want to do, that the president wants to do, and that his top aide, Stephen Miller, want to do to get tougher on immigration. There are several proposals that they're looking at, and that's just been the frustration from President Trump and Stephen Miller, is that it's just things haven't gone smoothly enough, fast enough, tough enough.
Talking to Anita Kumar, White House correspondent and associate editor of Politico, about the resignation of Kirstjen Nielsen, who was with President Trump on the government shutdown and who said in her statement of resignation she hopes that the next secretary will have the support of Congress and the courts in essentially fixing the laws. The next, well, at least temporarily, we have Kevin McAllenan at the head, who was formerly the commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and I guess he's with the president if the president indeed is in favor of family separation, is he not?
Neither? Yeah, and they definitely agree on several issues. We are hearing at the moment that he's just going to be in acting, that the president is looking for someone, you know, more permanently. Now he could be in the mix, but we're hearing several other names, including Energy Secretary Rick Perry, partly because he has already been through the confirmation process as a cabinet secretary and probably could be confirmed again.
He's also defended Customs and Border Protection officers using tear gas on migrants, including children.
Right. I mean, you know, the president is looking for someone in this next selection, someone to be that he's like-minded with on immigration, that understands that this was his signature promise when he ran for election, and now that he's running for re-election, is someone that's going to help him be able to campaign on, hey, I did what I said I was going to do. You know, you elected me to do X, Y, and Z, and I've gotten those things done. And he needs someone that realizes that and is going to help him implement that.
Well, if they're going to implement family separation again, they're going to have to go against a federal court order and also an executive order. But at the meantime, there was a lot of praise from President Trump for Kevin McAllenan because he had a zero tolerance attitude on illegal immigration prosecutions.
Right. I mean, definitely he's going to be looking for someone who is similar to him. But I'm laughing a little bit because sometimes someone who works for President Trump is similar. They have to share the same philosophy, but they still might not get along. Obviously, as you know, there have been a lot of cabinet secretaries that have come and gone now and a lot of senior aides. So it doesn't always work that if you share the same philosophy with President Trump or you agree to implement his policies, that you won't run the risk of running into some problem with him. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that.
I could almost say where part of that problem might be, because even though there are many things that they are on the same page on, that is President Trump and the acting replacement for Kirstjen Nielsen, Kevin McAllenan, he has come under criticism by the Trump administration because he's in favor of continuing aid to, for example, El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras, and the Trump administration is not.
Right. So, I mean, there's never going to be anyone that's probably the perfect person, right? But the thing is, when you work for the President of the United States, you're implementing his policies or her policies. So there needs to be people there that he can say, this is what I want to do, and, you know, help me get to that point and help me do it. That is why we've been hearing so much about Stephen Miller, his top aide that has some hardline views on immigration, is because Stephen Miller wants to implement the things that President Trump wants. They are like-minded on that, but they both feel very frustrated that they can't get to that point.
Well, Stephen Miller is one of the only people in the Trump administration who has lasted as long as he has. I mean, Kellyanne Conway,
right.
You can name him on one hand at best. And I should say that Joaquin Castro, for example, said that McElhinney should have been fired for not allowing the death of a migrant child, at least according to Joaquin Castro and others who have criticized him. But McElhinney said he did not target children, that's absolutely untrue. And I'd like to hear what listeners have to say about this. And you may indeed have not only some comments about this changing of the guard. Again, there's been a lot of that going on in the Trump administration, needless to say, in terms of Homeland Security. In fact, we saw Kirstjen Nielsen moved in when there was switching around on other grounds. We have, in fact, let me ask you to say something about that, Anita Kumar. We've had no permanent ICE leader under Trump. We've had, security leaders, how many in 3 years? A number of them.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Kelly was moved in to be chief of staff, and that's when Nielsen was moved in. This is not exactly what one would call secure.
No, and it's really interesting because there are people that are close to the White House that say that in some ways President Trump likes the word acting, right? He likes when people are acting because they are a little bit more beholden. I don't know if that's the right word, but, you know, he feels like he has a little bit more control over them. He has no problem with that. There are many people that are acting, both in the agencies and departments you said, but in other ones as well. I mean, he doesn't seem to be in a hurry in a lot of these ways to name someone. But let's remember there's another issue.
That means a kind of leadership vacuum in many people's judgment, doesn't it?
Right. Oh, no, it totally does. And that's the criticism, is that you don't have someone who's in charge and that is implementing the things that he wants. They don't, you know, who knows what's going to happen? They might think next week it's going to be over. So it's very hard for them to take control. And I'm sure it's hard for the people that work for them to say, well, is this person going to be here next week? You know, do I need to really listen to what they're saying? It's a very difficult situation, and he's had a lot of acting, and he still has a lot of acting directors.
And the president withdrew the Ronald Vitiel nomination to be head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So there's a lot that's really up in the air here. Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen resigning as President Trump pushes for tougher border stance. And your reactions, we'd like to hear. Anita Kumar with us, White House correspondent, associate editor of Politico. Your thoughts are welcome, and we invite you to join us now at our toll-free number. You can do that right this moment, 866-733-6786 for your calls. Again, the number to call is 866-733-6786. You can also, of course, join us by emailing us, forum@kqed.org, or going to our website, kqed.org/forum. Click on the segment, or, of course, you can tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQEDForum. And at this point, the McElhinney temporary, it would seem temporary, something else coming down the line, Anita Kumar?
Well, he is temporary, and it's possible he'll be in the mix, but we're actually hearing other names to be the permanent. So I mentioned Rick Perry, the Energy Secretary. A name that keeps coming up is Ken Cuccinelli, who people might remember. He was the Attorney General in Virginia. He ran for governor but lost, but he's very, very conservative figure, and a lot of conservatives around the country really like him and had some strong views on immigration. Another person mentioned is in a similar boat, Kris Kobach, who also was in a similar situation in Kansas, and he ran for governor and he lost. So those are a couple names. There might be some others. The other thing that we're hearing is that this is part of a bigger shakeup, and that there might be some other people that will be fired or asked to leave. And one other immigration-related person that we're hearing is the head of CIS, immigration agency, Francis Cisna. That's sort of the name we keep hearing over and over, that he might be next to go. And there are a lot of people that really think he's doing a good job. So that would, I think you'll hear a lot of people pushing back if he is fired.
We should mention, though, that Kevin McElhinney is on board with President Trump on the wall. He wants the wall, and he's been very outspoken about that. But let me bring some callers on here, and let's begin, Kirsten, with you. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
Surely.
I have a comment about what your interviewee has said about the role of the cabinet secretary. And I agree with the interviewee, that the cabinet secretary's role is to implement the president's will, but in my view, that's only 50% of that person's job. The other 50% is to advise the president.
Your thoughts, Anita Kumar?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. It's been interesting to sort of hear whether people, we hear a little bit of both. We hear that the president loves to get different advice or have staffs warring and disagreeing, that he loves that. But we also are hearing sort of when they disagree with him that, they're not staying here very long. So it's sort of a catch-22. Don't know really where it is. But a lot of people are saying this particular president should not be surrounded just by, quote, yes men, and that he does need people to push back on him. It just doesn't, obviously he can fire the person who does that. So it's really unclear if they will stick around.
Let me thank the caller and go right to another call in a moment here. But here's a tweet from a listener who says, when you say proposals are going to be more tough, what would that look like? I guess it would look like, to some extent, more family separation. That's pretty clear, Anita Kumar, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to see that. There is a couple things I've heard. Family separation is one. That the other things we've heard are that this crisis on the border, where so many people are coming in, they could implement tent cities. There are other avenues to take to sort of address these so many people coming over. Remember, this president criticized his predecessor, Barack Obama, for doing what people commonly refer as catch and release, right? You have someone coming over the border, you apprehend them, and then they're released because there's nowhere to put them. So there's just too many. There's not enough housing, and there's not enough judges and to process them all. And so President Trump said, well, he's ending up doing this as well. So a lot of people are saying, let's put some tents there. Let's do some other things on the border so that there isn't catch and release anymore.
Let me go back, if I may, with you, Anita, to family separation again, because have all these families been reunited? What's the status?
That is a great question. When last we heard about this, when some federal officials were testifying in front of Congress, I believe they said that they had not reunited them all and would not give actual numbers on this. That was quite some time ago, so I'm actually not sure if there's been an update, but I really haven't heard much about that.
Well, we'll hear from another caller, and that's you, Ron. Join us. You're on the air.
Yes, I think that there's a common thread between Russian support in Syria, and Assad in Syria, and in Venezuela, and in fact in Mexico. Right now, what's going on is the weaponization of immigrants is a Russian tactic, I think, to undermine Western democracies in America. And we've been used to a buffer zone of friendly states in Mexico and South and Central America, and separating families from each other, and basically prison, criminalizing their attempts to flee the criminal state behind them and the gang lands behind them, is turning the buffer state of friendly South and Central Americans and Mexicans into fearful people that don't like America and won't like America as much in the future. It doesn't strengthen our security. It diminishes our security. Russia benefits dramatically from all of this. Russia is basically a kleptocracy, and they don't want the rule of law. They want more and more right-wing criminal authoritarian states, and we're allowing the weaponization of immigrants to undermine Western democracies. We need to rather instead in America recognize that we should become, again, the aspirational leader.
Ron, thank you for those observations. I appreciate them. And I don't know if you want to respond to Ron's comments. Nita Kumar?
Well, I just had one thought, which was, I mean, it's very hard to get along with your neighbor, Mexico, when you're constantly criticizing them for publicly criticizing them. You know, I'm not saying that the United States and Mexico always got along so well. I'm sure that there were disagreements, just like there are with all countries. But President Trump has a way of publicly and regularly, you know, talking about how they're not doing a good job and they should be doing other things.
Supposed to pay for the wall, remember?
Right. They were supposed to pay for the wall. They were supposed to prevent all these people from coming into the United States. And so every time you do that, it's got to diminish. It's got to make it harder for those two countries to get along.
I wonder, Anita, if you can tackle a question sort of looming above all this. There are a large number of acting cabinet secretaries. Is Trump having trouble filling these jobs?
Well, we have been hearing that he has had trouble filling all sorts of jobs just because it's
in the State Department alone, right? Yeah.
Right. People don't want to work where you aren't sure if you're going to be around right the next day. And there's a record number of turnover, but that there's also all sorts of problems. There's a lot of dysfunction and people have heard that. And so it has been difficult for him to get good people. I remember last year on a slightly different topic here, the White House was needing to hire a lot of new people to deal with all these House investigations that they knew that were coming. And some people were saying, well, if you're a top lawyer and they needed some, you're not sure you want to go there because there's a lot of chaos going on in the White House. So, we have heard that they've had trouble filling jobs.
Yeah, I'm going to read a couple of appropriate comments. These are opinions. Listener named Tim writes, I think Kirstjen Nielsen might be worried about human rights violations and her responsibility related to them. And Paul writes, no one can serve in this administration and emerge with their honor or their reputation intact. We'll leave it there. Anita Kumar, always good to have you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Anita Kumar, White House correspondent and associate editor of Politico. We're here with you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, and hours repeated 10 to 11 in the evening. You can, indeed, we invite you to continue this discussion online by going to kqed.org/forum. And thank you for being a part of this morning's program. For all of us here at KQED, I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.